What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 32, the Tucson Pinball Podcast. Welcome to Wayne's World. So it's June 16th, 2018, so it's been a little while, hasn't it? Yeah, so we are officially in monsoon season, and I don't even remember the last time we talked. It's been a little while. So anyways, there's a real-life reason for that, and it's kind of boring, but the truth of the matter is work's just been really, really burning me out. Come home and don't really even want to do much, so I just kind of sit around and be lazy, but working on making changes on that front, so hopefully I'll be a little bit more peppy when I get home and want to do some podcasting, because I kind of miss it. It's a lot of fun. It's always it's a fun time for me, and hopefully it's enjoyable for you, and as always, thank you for listening. But yeah, okay, so over and done with on the real life stuff. So but kind of tying back into that, we had the Tucson Pinball City Championship in April, early April, and I just got the banner in. Yeah, that's right. April, May, June, halfway through June. Yeah, my bad. So, I got the banner in. It looks pretty awesome. Nobody else has seen it, which is, so it's kind of a surprise to everybody. I don't think anybody even saw the, well, no, that's not true. I was going to say nobody even saw the design, but I did do kind of a little bit of a teaser when the concept came around, and I had the font in there, and I had the logo, and kind of the way the layout was intended to be, and I changed that up a little bit on the final product, but it's being flattened out right now because it ships rolled up. So we're getting all the wrinkles out, and we're gonna hoist that banner here very soon over at TISC. I chatted with Pete over there and said, "Hey, can I put up a banner that I already ordered?" And he's like, "Yeah, sure." I said, "I'd like to put it over there, and it's on a wall space. It's not really used. It's over by the games." And he's like, "Yeah, sure. You know, that's cool." So excitement for all. Sorry, the hard drive just whirled up, and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, can I hear that?" And it's like, "No, that's my ears, not my headphones." So hopefully you can't hear that. So anyways, yeah. So the banner, very excited about that. It's very cool, and yeah. So and then in a somewhat recent, is if you're looking at numbers, it's a recent episode, but it is not recent as far as time goes, but it was titled Living the Daydream, and I talked about, you know, we just got a Safeway up in my area, my neck of the woods, and so I now have a grocery store just a few minutes away from the house, and in that same space, they are building some standalone buildings, but they already have 10 retail spaces that are, and I don't remember if I got the square footage right or wrong. I did a little research after the fact, and I don't remember. I might have even did a post-edit correction on that, because whatever. But they are, what are they? I think they're 20 by 60, 20 by 30, something like that. It's in that ballpark. It doesn't really matter. But it's a good-sized space. And so, yeah, there's 10 of those going up, and I've been playing the I Wonder What's Going In There game every time I drive past. It looks like one of them finally is getting some attention outside of the drywall that they show in the pamphlet as being like the rough finish. So somebody's moving in. I have no idea what it is, because all it is aluminum studs so far. So we'll see how that goes as that progresses. There was only two like wall portions gone up. So it looks like there's like a reception desk type area. So it's probably something really boring, like, I don't know, an office space, which that's not fun. Want a pinball place in there, right? 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 That's the whole motto of living the daydream. So anyways, one of the things that I was doing as I'm playing this living the daydream game with myself is I'm sitting there going, well, okay, so let's pretend Wayne opens up a pinball bar, and what would we call it? And so I've had a few ideas as things have gone on, and so I kind of want to share those with you. And if you want to, get your opinions on those. Hey, reach out. Wayne at TucsonPinball.com or Tucson Pinball LLC on Facebook. Just chime in or whatever. Send a message, whatever you want. It's all good. And all right, so I don't want to just run down the list. I kind of want to give a little bit of a background, because some of them need a little bit of explanation. Other ones are just kind of obvious. So anyway, the first one is Rite of Pinball, and it's like Rite of Passage. So it's not W-R-I-T-E. And it's not W-R-I-G-H-T, because it's not a person. It is R-I-T-E, Rite of Passage, Rite of Pinball. So That one might not be super obvious, but that was the first one I thought of. And I was like, hey, that's kind of clever. That might be a little too clever for, you know, just casual conversation. So anyways, next one on the list, pin bar. Just one solid word. And it's like, you know, we can't use the phrase barcade because that is protected IP according to trademark or copyright laws or whatever. That's been trademarked. And so we can't use barcade for anything. Otherwise, you'll get in trouble. So you kind of have to work around the fact that, hey, it is an arcade that has a bar as opposed to just being an arcade because, you know, an arcade, adults don't really say, I bet there's beer there. Where if you say it's a barcade, adults will say, I bet there's beer there. So anyways, and since I live in Vail and I got to tie it into beer a little bit. The next idea was the Vail House, except it's spelled V-A-L-E, and I'd have to do something to distinguish the V and separate that from the ale side of things and try to maybe broadcast the fact that that's an intentional misspelling, folks. I know how to spell the location I live, but ale and beer, those are, you know, those are synonymous. Vail and beer, not so much. So anyways, that would be kind of fun. I'd have to do a little clever graphic interface with that to make that obvious, and that's probably another one of those that's a little harder to just grasp right off the bat. Another one that I thought was kind of cool is Multiball Madness. And I don't even know what was going on or whatever, and it would have to have like the Medieval Madness type font, and then I'm like, well, are we getting a little too close to getting in trouble? But you know, if it says Multiball Madness, hopefully that sounds exciting, and hopefully when you say multiball, somebody's going to think, pinball, you know? So that's one idea. So going back to the beer, hey, we have beer concept, is balls and bubbles, and I have no idea where that came from. I think that was, I was probably driving my kids to daycare or something, and they were just being all goofy and bubbly in the back, and I was just like, balls and bubbles, you know, just kind of. But again, that doesn't just scream pinball. I think that was just kind of a goofy one and kind of fun. Another one that's kind of goofy is a little take on the whole Netflix and chill thing. And obviously, we don't have sofas or anything at a pinball bar. Well, you might, I don't know. But one thing I thought of was pinball and chill. You know, that would be very pop culture-ish and probably won't be recognizable as a thing, you know, in a year from now. I don't know. All right, another one is the Grand Champion Pinball Arcade, and that might be, it might be a little too much. I don't know, but, that'd be kind of fun. But unless you're into pinball, you're probably like, what is Grand Champion, you know, like, you know, you say, hey, I just GC'd that game to anybody else, and they're like, what? You know? And, so finally, the last one, since we are in the Old Pueblo day two of monsoon season. It rained almost all night. It's over an inch because the rain gauge has overflowed. And it's been coming down pretty good for the last 12, 18-ish hours. So the last one is Casa de Pinball. And if you're not familiar with any form of Spanish, that's House of Pinball or the Pinball House because English is goofy that way. Everybody else uses good syntax. We do not. So anyways, those are some of my ideas. Again, if you have any ideas on this hypothetical pinball bar that I'd like to open up, hit me up. I already gave you the contact info, but it's wayne@twosomepinball.com or find us on Facebook, Tucson Pinball LLC. And yeah, you know what? There is a Tucson Pinball page that has existed prior to what we have created. And when I went to look for a Facebook page, I saw that they had four friends, but they had a picture of Earthshaker, like a little segment of the Earthshaker background. And I thought that was very interesting because typically locations or, you know, whatever on Facebook, they don't have friends. They have likes and followers. And I haven't checked on that in a while. I wonder if they have any more friends. And if you have friended them instead of liked our page, please adjust accordingly. You know, if you enjoy talking with them, that's cool. Keep them. But hey, add us too, you know. So, yeah, so I actually did, I didn't, it's not like I dropped a hint or anything, but I was talking with my wife and I said, hey, let me tell you about this dream that I had. And, it wasn't a, you know, death stare of no, it was, you know, she kind of played along and whatever, but, yeah, I don't know. It, right now it's just, it's all in good fun. So, I'm really just hoping that someplace opens up in those 10 business retail units that I can throw a game or two in and maybe find a pinhead or two out in the wild over here in the Southwest. So anyways, all right. So those are the name ideas. Moving on to the next thing. I got something in the mail yesterday that I hope will enhance some future podcasting from me. And, it's kind of a project. It's kind of a toy. It's very much not plug and play. So it's that's the project side of things, is I'll have to do a little bit of soldering and wiring and everything. So I went and got a whole bunch of buttons yesterday. I got a power switch. What else is over there? Let's see. There is a transformer, basically, you know, that you, the little cubes that you plug your USB cable in into the wall that plugs or charges your phone. I got one of those. Let's see, what else is over there? Oh, and also some quarter-inch speaker headphone jack plug thingies. So, yeah, if you picture all that in your mind and imagine what could come of it, I have a new project slash toy that hopefully will be making an appearance in future episodes. We'll see how it goes. Anyways, but I'm enjoying that. I'm looking forward to the process. I've already been doing a little bit of design work, and I haven't actually started to cut any material to make a housing, but we'll see what happens here soon. Let's see. Alrighty, so bells and chimes. Bells and chimes, bells and chimes, bells and chimes. I said that three times fast. So I had the WIPT tournament, the Women's International Pinball Tournament. So do you have to say tournament twice? WIPT tournament is redundant. Anyways, so WIPT is going to take place in Pinburg. It's a 64-player entry, and they have quite a pool of prizes up for grabs on that. So when that started to come out, that was around the same time that there was a lot of other bells and chimes chatter as well. And I listen to podcasts at work as I'm walking around doing my thing and kind of putting together, you know, the projects that I work on. And so I had been hearing a lot of bells and chimes talk on my podcast. And I was like, you know what? I wonder if I could help get one of those started in Tucson, because it seems like it's one of those things that it's a very friendly, I don't want to say like a low barrier way for women to get started, but it kind of is. Like it's intended to be less intimidating. It's intended to be very welcoming and encouraging, and not to say that any open pinball tournament isn't, because that's kind of the environment that I try to foster as well. But you know, there's certain realities that a women's only group would probably be able to sidestep a lot of the hurdles. And so I reached out and I put a post up on Facebook and said, hey, if anybody's looking to start a Bells and Chimes chapter in Tucson, I'd be happy to help. And, you know, I've been running tournaments and league for 4 years, and I've had Tucson Pinball going for 3 years almost. And so I've got a little bit of experience on that side of things. I think I've put almost 100 events together, according to IFPA. I haven't checked in a while. But, you know, I figured I could probably coach somebody up quite a bit when it comes to formatting and, you know, questions and, you know, everything. And, you know, just kind of throwing that out there. So I didn't get any takers the first time around, and I just shared that post again. So we'll see if somebody else wants to, you know, maybe that's the second time around is a little bit more encouragement to somebody that was kind of on the fence. But so, yeah, hopefully that'll come through and we can get a Bells and Chimes Tucson chapter going and see what goes from there. Because it looks like you know, the ladies, when they get together, they have a lot of fun. And at this latest ZapCon tournament, we had two Tucson ladies come in the top four. And, you know, that's encouraging. That's a positive thing, in my opinion. So, anyways, Bells and Chimes Tucson, we're trying to make it happen. I just need a volunteer that, is not me, because I asked, and it's me doing it is kind of goes against the for women by women thing, and you know I had to ask, I tried. So, anyways, lastly, okay, so I've been away for a while, and it's not that I haven't done anything, I just haven't recorded anything, and I want to talk about a couple different events or things or topics or whatever in upcoming shows. So one of them is going to be the city championship, because we held that and it was more than just a, oh, hey, here's this, you know, thing that we put together in the standings and whatever. We got a little bit of extra, how do I not spoil this? But we had a little extra fun with it. And, that's probably worthy of its own podcast just to talk about that. So, yeah. And then ZapCon happened also in April. Guess what we haven't talked about? Yeah, we haven't talked about ZapCon. And lastly, I have wanted to do something on Star Wars for quite a while. The only problem is that I didn't want to do anything on the modern Star Wars until it got to 1.0 code, because at that point, I figure you're over the finish line and everything beyond that is just a little bit of house cleaning and bug squashing and stuff like that. So there's probably more Star Wars games out there that you realize than you realize, but, and if you can name them all, congratulations, good on you. But yeah, I'd like to talk about each and every one of those. And then now that the Stern Star Wars machine is at 1.0 plus, I'm kind of going to give a little chat about that as well. So yeah, those are some of the upcoming shows. Time frame is TBD because we don't run on a schedule and that's the way it is. So, yeah, after all that, this one's just kind of short. Hey, saying, hey, I'm still out there. I'm still thinking about you. I'm still wanting to talk about pinball. And, yeah, so until next time, party on.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
It's Wayne's World. Wayne's World. Party time. Excellent.